Just a short while ago, the Christmas crib in St. Peter's Square was unveiled, with Pope Benedict XVI participating in the occasion from the window of the papal apartments in the Apostolic Palace. Later tonight, at 10 p.m. Rome time, the Holy Father will preside over Christmas Eve Mass in St. Peter's Basilica. Emma McCarthy reports on today's events.
Grey skies, rain and a biting wind have failed to dampen the spirit of pilgrims, tourists and the simply curious, who since early morning have thronged St. Peter's Square, hailing from literally all four corners of the world.
My name is Tura. I'm from Norway.
Alan Renfro from Chicago, Illinois.
I'm Brother Thomas Montanaro from Syracuse, New York.
I am from the northwest part of Mexico, or Hermosillo, Sonora.
Be they Jewish, Christian, Muslim or atheist, they have all one thing in common. The belief that the place to be on December 24th, Christmas Eve, is here.
Just a holiday for the season.
Yeah.
And of course, when we are here, we have to look at the Vatican.
To celebrate Christmas, like, in the right way. So I would like to celebrate with people from all over the world that is like that, with the same belief, with the Pope.
Yeah, I hope we can see the Pope.
And until Pope Benedict XVI officially begins celebrations at 10 p.m. with the Christmas Vigil Mass in St. Peter's Basilica, nearly everyone is congregating at the same spot, in front of the life-size nativity scene, 300 square meters of Bethlehem, right here in the heart of St. Peter's Square.
Every Christmas crib is a simple yet eloquent invitation to open our hearts and minds to the mystery of life. It is an encounter with the immortal life which became mortal in the mystic scene of the Nativity, a scene which we can admire here too in this square, as in countless churches and chapels throughout the world, and in every house where the name of Jesus is adored.
Built by the Vatican workmen, or San Pietrini as they are known, the composition is inspired by events in the life of Jesus, as told in the Gospels of Matthew and Luke. It depicts the crumbling remains of city walls and a stable. There are the shepherds, young and old, the ox and the donkey, the manger, just like in homes across the world. The only thing that's missing is the Christ child. To give you an idea of the effort that goes into this scene, work first began on it in early November. It was kept under strict wraps for weeks and only revealed to pilgrims on Christmas Eve at sundown. While in the basilica, the faithful gathered in song and prayer in preparation for the Vigil Mass.
Octavo calendas januari, luna vigesima septima.
And as sun went down upon St. Peter's Square and the nativity scene with its empty manger was unveiled, a candle was lit at a window on the third floor of the papal palace by Pope Benedict XVI, as they are lit in darkened homes across the world to guide the way of Mary and Joseph, who seek shelter for the Saviour who comes.
Nativitas Domini nostri Jesu Christi, secundum carne.
From St. Peter's Square, on Christmas Eve, a blessed and joyful Christmas to you all. I'm Emma McCarthy.